This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma salli ala habibina wa nabiyyina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam fil awwalin, wa salli lahumma wa sallim wa barik ala habibina wa nabiyyina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam fil akhirin. Allahumma salli ala habibina wa nabiyyina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa kullama dhakarahu dhakirun abrar wa kullama ghafala dhikra ghafirun. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who knows what we reveal and knows what we conceal and even knows what the animals feel. We thank Him, we praise Him, and on Him we have reliance. It is to Him when we turn to for true guidance. We ask Him to send His peace, His blessings, His mercy on the best of human beings, the prophets Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on whom be praise until the very end of our days. We ask Him for steadfastness, guidance, mercy, and to never lead us astray, for Him to save us on Judgment Day. Welcome, alhamdulillah, to Illuminations, Quranic Reflections from the Haramain. Today I wanted to spend some time extra to speak about a very important topic, which is the status of Masjid al-Aqsa. As the Imam recited from Surah al-Isra, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts off by saying, after saying أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, glory be to the one who took his servant, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by night from the sacred mosque, al-Masjid al-Haram, to the farthest masjid, al-Masjid al-Aqsa, whose surroundings we have blessed, so that we may show him some of our signs. Indeed, he alone is the all-hearing, the all-seeing. Fortunately, one of the realities is that we haven't and we don't cover speaking about the status of Masjid al-Aqsa as much as a lot of people know. The idea of the status of Masjid al-Aqsa is great, but what is that status? What is the virtue of Masjid al-Aqsa? And especially when these ayat were recited, it was very emotional for all of Masjid al-Nabawi to just hear those ayat being recited, while this is the Masjid, the third holiest site that is under siege. And the reality is that the difficulties that we see in Palestine and what we're seeing from this beautiful masjid, which is the third holiest masjid in Islam, to be under siege is something incredibly difficult to see, and also to not underestimate the fact that we don't know much about its virtue. So I wanted to cover a few things about it. First of all, that these ayat, in particular Surah Al-Isra, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the first thing we've done is we have blessed its surroundings. So everything around Masjid Al-Aqsa is blessed because of the status of Masjid Al-Aqsa. So imagine this entire land that's around Masjid al-Aqsa has been blessed because of that particular location. And it is known as Baytul Maqdis. Baytul Maqdis. And it's called Baytul Maqdis, as the scholars say, because Al-Quds here refers to as something that is pure and purifies. So essentially it was considered almost like a pilgrimage just to go there. And it was known as Ardul Anbiya, the land of prophets, because there's so many prophets that went there. And it was the place essentially as a pilgrimage, and serves still to this day as a pilgrimage to, as you see, the Christian in this time of Easter, and to the Jews in terms of Passover, which happens to be at the same exact time as now. And the rest of the prophets essentially that came there for fulfilling a rite. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the first masjid that was built, the first place of worship that was built on earth for the worship of Allah, was the Kaaba. And then 40 days afterward, it was Masjid al-Aqsa that was built. So it's one of the earliest places of worship, and hence why this the entire land around it has been blessed, and it's been blessed for so many different reasons, that there's also a number of prophets that are actually buried in the land around Masjid al-Aqsa. Some of them say Ibrahim alayhi salam is buried there, and his wife Sarah, and Yaqub alayhi salam, and Musa alayhi salam is buried there, and so on and so forth. So this is a land known as the land of prophets. So it's incredibly important for us to remember that the land itself is something that is blessed, and it is called Al-Ard al-Bayt al-Maqdis, or the land that is purified, the land that purifies whatever comes in it, and people leave purified from sins. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about this in a beautiful hadith about what our responsibility is towards Masjid al-Aqsa. This hadith is narrated by Maymuna radiallahu anha, which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Maymuna asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Qultu ya Rasulullah, aftina fi Bayt al-Maqdis." Tell us what we should do about Bayt al-Maqdis. What is the responsibility of a Muslim regarding Bayt al-Maqdis? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, أرض المحشر والمنشر ائتوه فصلوا فيه فإن صلاة فيه كألف صلاة في غيره. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that it is the land of gathering and it is the land where everybody will essentially be taken to. And this is one of the opinions of the scholars of Islam that Ardul Mahshar, the land of gathering, is going to be the Levant, Sham. And he said that you should go to it. Go to Masjid al-Aqsa, go to Bayt al-Maqdis and pray in it, because prayer in it is equal to 1,000 times in any other place than it. So this is a number of opinions of the scholars of how much is Salah in Masjid al-Aqsa multiplied, and some scholars say it's 500, some scholars say it's 1,000 based on this hadith. And then this woman, she asked a beautiful question. She said, listen to what she said. She said, قُلْتُ أَرَأَيْتَ إِن لَمْ أَسْتَطِعْ أَنْ أَتَحَمَّلْ إِلَيْهِ. O Messenger of Allah, what if I can't go to Masjid al-Aqsa? What if I can't make it there? What if I'm prevented for whatever reason? And subhanAllah, she's a woman, so she understands. It could be travel, it could be security, it could be safety. And in our times, it's a siege. It's a complete oppression and occupation of the city. How many of our Muslim brothers and sisters in Palestine, they can see Masjid al-Aqsa from the street, but they can't even enter it because they're being prevented, because they have age limits. They're prevented because they're being Palestinian. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, if you can't go make it there, then فتهدي له زيتا يسرج فيه فمن فعل فهو كمن أتى. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that what you should do is you should gift Masjid al-Aqsa a bottle of oil that will be used to lighten the lamps of Masjid al-Aqsa. In essence, you're going to serve Masjid al-Aqsa. And if you did that, it's as if you came to it and you prayed there. The scholar said, وَيُقْصَدُ بِذَلِكَ أَيْضًا تَقْدِيمُ الْعَوْنِ الْمَادِي لِلْإِسْهَامِ فِي إِمَارَةٍ أَوْ إِصْلَاحٍ أَوْ أَوْضَعُهُ. The scholars say that it's not just, okay, who's going to send a bottle of oil to the lamps of Masjid al-Aqsa? Everything is run by electricity. So the scholar said that the whole point of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that you are in the service of Masjid al-Aqsa, and that you help and aid Masjid al-Aqsa in any way possible, whether it be in helping it or helping its people or helping its surroundings, in aiding Masjid al-Aqsa in every way single possible. That is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam intended, and that is a hadith that's narrated, and the narration in Sahih Ibn Majah is said to by a number of scholars to be authentic, even though it has some weakness in it. And it, in general, the notion is that those who help those who are in Masjid al-Aqsa and those around it is a responsibility of Islam. This is a Muslim cause. This is an Islamic cause. Everybody must understand the importance of Masjid al-Aqsa, that this is a place that everybody, their hearts must be attached to. And when, subhanAllah, when the Imam just recited those ayat, subhanAllah, asra bi abdihi laylan min al-Masjid al-Haram al-Masjid al-Aqsa alladhi barakna hawlahu linuriyahu min ayatina, you know, your heart just breaks. And the Imam, Sheikh Buder, he made dua for Masjid al-Aqsa today in Masjid al-Nabawi. And you could see the sheer loudness of the ameens breaks our hearts, what we see. So it takes us to take very practical steps for us to stand for this Masjid of Islam, and for our Muslim brothers and sisters that are being oppressed in Palestine. And of course, all of those who are being oppressed all over the world and going through difficulties and oppression in Yemen, or the Uyghur from China, or the Burmese, or the Syrians, or our brothers and sisters of Afghanistan who had a blast that happened today and killed 30 of the Hazara Shia community. May Allah Azzajal have mercy on all of them and all of those brothers and sisters that are going through difficulty in Iraq, or whether it be in Somalia or anywhere in the world. But in light of all of that as well, we recognize that being in the aid of Masjid al-Aqsa is something that we need to constantly remind ourselves with, and constantly remind those of us around it not to lose sight of it. This is a very, very important issue. It's central to Islam, just as much as it is to care about all of the Muslims in the world, and to care about a human being, which is even worth more than the status of the entire Kaaba, of course, but as well as to remind ourselves about the virtue of this particular masjid. And this is what I wanted to focus on, inshallah, because it has been, in light of much of history, forgotten about what is its status and what is it owed from us, every single Muslim individual, other than just making dua, but for us to take practical steps in activism and to speak out against this injustice, that every single Ramadan now, it's become like a Zionist habit every Ramadan to come and oppress the people in the masjid and to blind people by shooting him in the face. And 17 Palestinians have been killed, 150 plus have been injured. They bomb Gaza. This is unacceptable. The louder we raise our voices and the more we do in action is what we are called to in the Muslim world to stand up against this tyranny. وَأَخُرُ دَوَانَ الْحَمْدِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to pray in that masjid and it's free. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala free the occupation of Palestine in our lifetime and allow us to pray in that masjid and to see that masjid as well as everything around it free. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ وَسَلِّمُ وَبَارِكَ الْحَبِيبِنَ وَنَبِيِّنَ مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ. جَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا. السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.